Immediately following services this evening, we're going to be having our Suda and Shir for Rosh Chodesh Adar with our guest lecturer. We have the privilege of to be davening with us this evening, Rabbi Dr. Meir Fulber. We're going to begin some of the laws of Megillah, reading the Megillah, as Purim is coming up in a few days. It's brought down at the very beginning of Hilchos Megillah with regard to the Chiv Kriyas Megillah. Chayiv Adam Likros Megillah B'Layla V'Lachsor V'Lishnosa B'Yom. A person is obligated to hear the Megillah, to read it, to hear it two times, once during the nighttime, and then it should be repeated and said once again during the day. Mr. Brewer tells us when it says the night, it should be when it's certainly nighttime. Mishas Teitz HaKochavim, in the moment that the stars have come out, in which we know certainly it's the next day, it's now certainly night. That's the early time a person should preferably say the reading of the Megillah. So it's done two times. It's repeated even during the day, it's said again. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the reason why we say this two times, the reason why the Megillah is said twice, even though if we look at the other Megillos, the other four, Eicha is read once, only at night. The other three Megillos of Rus, Shir HaShirim, Kohelis, only done once during the day. Comes to Megillah Esther is the exception. It's done twice. And the reason, the Mishnah Berurah says, is Zecher L'Nes. In order to really remember this miracle, Shehayu So'akim B'Yemei Tzarasam Yom V'Layla. In the days of Mordechai and Esther, when things were a little gloomy, the B'nai Israel, the Jewish people, cried out during the day as well as the night. It wasn't just at night that things weren't going well for us. It was the night and the day. And therefore, to commemorate the Nes, it's necessary to celebrate by its reading twice at night as well as in the day. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara, Megillah, Daf Dalet, brings this down. The reason why we read the Megillah two times, but doesn't mention anything about Zecher L'Nes. We'll read the language of the Gemara. It says, Chayav Adam Likros Es Megillah B'Layel V'Lishnosa B'Yom, which is similar words which the Mechaber of Yosef Karo borrowed, but he brings a famous pasuk, a pasuk which you wouldn't think has anything to do with Megillah, the idea of Purim. It's a pasuk we recite every day. L'man yizermecha kavod lo yidam, Hashem elokai li'olam odeka. Translated in the Art Scroll, so that my soul may make music to you and not be stilled, Hashem, my God, forever will I thank you. And Rashi says that the idea of Yizamrcha Kavod is something which corresponds to the day, that we'll sing Hashem's glory during the day. Vo'yidom, we should not be still and silent, which corresponds to the night. Nighttime, when a person lies down, goes to sleep, is generally still, says the Pasuk that during that time, lo'yidom, we are not going to be silent, we're not going to be quieted. And then the Rashi continues in the Gemara to discuss the connection of this paragraph of Tehillim, of Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabai Sal David, to the story of Purim. Not using the first sentence of the kapitel, but rather the second. The second sentence which says, Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani v'lo samachta yagvay li. Translated here, I will exalt you Hashem, for you have drawn me up and not let my foes rejoice over me. So Rashi says that that aspect of Tehillim, what we say every day, corresponds to our rejoicing that we did not allow Haman and Ahasuerus to get the best of us. Rather, Mordechai and Esther, as we know, were successful in the tremendous nisim, the miracles of the story of Purim. So some say, as the Gemara really tells us, that's the makor, that's the source of us saying the Megillah two times. Now, it's brought down in the Sharei Tshuva. He asks the question, it's brought down, what happens if a person did not say the Megillah? Person didn't read the Megillah at night. For whatever reason, you couldn't get around to it. There was no Megillah. You forgot to do so. So he says, She'im shachach, if a person forgot, O nenas b'layla, di b'kriya v'diyo, it's sufficient, at least you read the next day. V'ein sarach lishnosa od hapa'am, u'sashlim kriyas halayla. We know when it comes to davening, let's say it was a complete mistake, accident, you overslept, you missed marv. So there's an inyan of tashlumin, that you could daven two times shachris, to make up for the davening that you missed the night before. When it comes to the Megillah, says the Shari Tshuva, we don't have such a din. If you missed it, you missed it. Hopefully you'll end up hearing the Megillah at night as well as during the day. So what exactly does it mean that you have the day? So the Mechaber tells us, V'shel Laila Zmanakol Laila. When it says you have the night, it means you have the entire night. It doesn't have to be immediately after Seitzah Kechavim. Maybe because of the idea of Zerizim Atim Mitzvos, we want to do so. But if for whatever reason, 2 a.m. rolls around, you could still read the Megillah at that point as well. V'shel Yom Zmanakol Hayom. And when we say you can read the Megillah during the day, you can also do so the entire day. And the Mechaber defines this as Mehan Netzachama Ad Sof Hayom. You have from Netzachama, from sunrise, until the end of the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean until the end of the day? Hanu Shkia Sachama. By Shkia, what would happen if, let's say, Shkia rolls around and you didn't read the Megillah? Well, there's another time right after Shkia, which is called Ben Hashmashos. During this twilight period, and Purim is now basically ending, or it's over, or it's a suffix, whether or not it's still Purim, are you allowed to read the Megillah? And if you are allowed to, certainly there's nothing wrong with reading it, but are you mekayim a mitzvah? And should you say a bracha? So it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, im nimshach ad ben hashmashos, yikra'en a bli bracha. You should read it, but you don't say the bracha. Because in a case of a suffix, in a case of a doubt, we're not going to have you say it with a bracha. But Emir Tashem, when we come to the reading of the Megillah, Saturday night, we should all be Yotzi Zayin, as well as the next morning, Sunday morning, we'll be able to hear it, in order to fulfill the language of the Gemara, of Chayav on the Likros, and Megillah B'Layla, V'Lachzer V'Lishnosa, V'Yom. Rabbi Chanan ben HaKashor, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch, L'Zav Sobikach, Rabbi Ham, Tarmitz, Shnemar, Adonai Chavetz, Amatzikoy, Yadid, Torah, V'Adir.